بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد. اللهم اغفر لشيخنا اللهم اغفر لنا ولشيخنا ومشايخه والمسلمين أجمعين. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى: باب ما جاء في الكهان ونحوهم. The chapter 26, what is said about fortune tellers and their like. In his Sahih, Muslim records from some of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, whoever comes to a psychic to ask about something, believing in what he says, his salah is not accepted from him for 40 days. Abu Huraira reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever comes to a fortune teller believing in what he says, then he has disbelieved in what has revealed, in what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recorded by Abu Dawood and from the four, as well as Al-Hakim, who said it is sahih according to the conditions. And whoever comes to a psychic or a fortune teller believing what he says, then he has disbelieved in what has been revealed to Muhammad. Abu Ya'la reports something similar, as said of as a saying of Ibn Mas'ud, with a good chain. And from Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he is not one of us who interprets an omen or has interpreted for him, nor he who tells a fortune or has one told for him, or who performs magic or has it done for him. And whoever goes to a fortune teller or believing what he says, then he has disbelieved in what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
طيب إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، the Sheikh says رحمه الله: باب ما جاء في الكهان ونحوهم. In this chapter the Sheikh will talk about رحمة الله عليه the ruling on a person going to the soothsayer or the fortune teller, or reading those things where the individual claims to know the future of this person, or that which the future holds for a certain individual. So that is the topic of this chapter. Maqsood al-bab bayanu ما جاء في حق بيان ما جاء في حق مدعي معرفة الغيب معرفة الغيب من الوعيد الشديد. بيان ما جاء في حق مدعي معرفة الغيب من الوعيد الشديد. So the objective of this chapter, the maqsood behind it, is to clarify the ruling on the one that claims to know the unseen. The one that claims to know the unseen and the one that goes to him. And the one that goes to him. So من الوعيد الشديد ومن يذهب إليهم ليسألهم. So this chapter talks about those individuals who people go to, those who claim to know the unseen, and also those who go to them, and those who go to them. مناسبة الباب, the connection with this chapter to those before it is that this chapter talks about the kahana, the fortune tellers, the soothsayers, those that claim to know the future. And the last chapter talked about what? Sihr, the sorcerers, magicians. So they have something in common and they have things that they differ in. They have in common two things. Number one, ادعاو علم الغيب. They both claim to know the unseen. Secondly, يشتركان في استخدام الشياطين والاستعانة بهم. يشتركان فيه في استخدام الشياطين والاستعانة بهم. So both of them claim to know the unseen, hence they will do a magic spell for a person, or they'll claim, or they'll tell the person that has come to them to do X, Y, Z because this is going to happen. Secondly, they share in common the fact that they use the shayateen to help them, and they use the service of the shayateen. And the shayateen will not help them unless they first disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing that they share in common is أَنَّهُمَا كَافِرَانِ خَارِجَانِ عَنِ الْمِلَّةِ. They are both kuffar and they have disbelieved in the sharia of Allah, in the religion of Allah Jalla wa Ala. لكن what do they differ in? What do they differ in? They differ in the fact that الكاهن يخبر عن المستقبل ولا يتصرف والساحر يتصرف. So they differ in the fact that the fortune teller, the kahin, will only tell the person this is going to happen or this won't happen and so on. They will only tell them something that they claim will happen or will not happen in the future. They have no say in, or they won't go out of their way to do anything for this person in most cases. However, however, the magician takes part in trying to help this individual. So they'll do knots for them and tell them to place it somewhere, or they'll harm a person for the sake of another individual. Mathalan, someone comes to them and says, do sihr on this individual for me. The magician goes out of his way and he does that magic on that person. So that is what they differ over, or what they differ in. Another word that we're going to come across is, so who is the kahin? يخبر عما سيأتي. He informs us about that which will happen. لكن العراف, which we're going to see, عراف يخبر عن الغائب في الماضي. يخبر عن الغائب في الماضي. أي الأشياء الضائعة بمقدمات. The Araf is someone who, he doesn't tell you what will happen in general, like, and he tells you that which has happened. For example, someone loses an item or loses something and they come to the Araf and he tells them your item is over there. Or they want to know what has happened to a certain individual, and so they go to him and he tells them that Fulan or this individual killed him, or he fell off this, or this happened to him. Lakin in general, as we shall see, the Araf and the Kahin, they are like the two words that we came across, al-Islam wal-Iman. What was the qa'idah? إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اجْتَمَعَ. If Kahin and Araf are mentioned in the same sentence or in the same hadith, then each takes a different meaning, what I've just explained. Lakin, if they are mentioned, or if one of them is mentioned without the other, then they are interchangeable. طيب. أنا قاعدة أبو يتبع قاعدة دان كل من ادعى معرفة علم الغيب كل من ادعى معرفة علم الغيب فهو كاهن مشرك شركا أكبر. كل من ادعى معرفة علم الغيب فهو كاهن مشرك شركا أكبر. طيب. Then the Sheikh Rahimahullah mentions the first hadith. The Sheikh Rahimahullah, he mentions the first hadith. He says, رويا أو روى مسلم في صحيحه عن بعض أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن بعض أزواج النبي, in some narrations it clarifies it is حفصة. In some narrations it clarifies that it is حفصة, the messenger that narrated the hadith. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أتى عرافا, whoever goes to an عراف, a fortune teller, a person who's a soothsayer who claims to know the future, whoever goes to him, فسأله, and he asks him عن شيء, عن شيء, فسأله عن شيء, مطلق صح, أي شيء. طيب, فصدقه, and he believes in him, or he believes him, لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما, لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما. So this hadith mentions that whoever goes to a Araf and he asks him about something, it could be anything, it could be anything, فصدقه, and he believes him, لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما, then his salah is not accepted for 40 days. Then his salah is not accepted for 40 days. طيب, كلمة فصدقه هنا, underline that, because this is not in the narration of Imam Muslim. It is in the narration, just underline it, it is in the narration of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. It is in the narration of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. So the hadith is, من أتى عرافا فسأله عن شيء, whoever goes to عراف and asks him something, لم تقبل له صلاة, no salah will be accepted from him for 40 days. For 40 days. Then in the next hadith, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, من أتى كاهنا, whoever goes to a كاهن. طيب, do you notice, من أتى كاهنا, whoever goes to a fortune teller, a soothsayer, فصدقه, and he believes him, بما يقول, in that which he says, فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد, he has disbelieved in that which has been revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. What have you noticed? The first hadith said the word what? عراف. Second, كاهن. So we understand them together. The عراف, same meaning as kahin, because they mentioned, only one of them is mentioned, and in the second hadith kahin is only mentioned, so it includes what? Naam, the araf. فصدقه بما يقول, and then believes in him in that which he says. فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Verily he has disbelieved in that which has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. طيب, these two hadiths contain the case or the situation of the person or the hal of the person that goes to a soothsayer. And the one that goes to a soothsayer is one of three types. Is one of three types. The first is أن يأتيهم, أو أن يذهب إليه, ثم يسأله, أن يذهب إليه ثم يسأله, من باب الفضول والاستطلاع, من باب الفضول والاستطلاع. So that first scenario is a person goes to this individual who claims to know the unseen, claims to know the future, and he asks him, لكن من باب الفضول, just for the sake of asking. He doesn't believe him, and he knows he doesn't know the unseen, لكن just for the sake of asking him, Oh, min istidla, just wanting to see what it's all about, what all the fuss is about. He goes there and he asks him. That individual, the first hadith applies to him. لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةٌ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. His salah will not be accepted for 40 days. His salah will not be accepted for 40 days. طيب, what does it mean his salah won't be accepted? Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, أي لا ثواب له فيها. Imam al-Nawawi says, أي لا ثواب له فيها. وإن كانت مجزئة بسقوط الفرض عنه. وإن كانت هي مجزئة بسقوط الفرض عنه. So Imam Nawawi says, rahimahullah, the meaning behind his salah won't be accepted for 40 days is that there will be no reward for him praying these 40 days. So number one, you're right, there will be no reward. Number two, he has to pray. Number one, there's no reward for him for 40 days. Number two, he has to pray. And the reason why they mention the second point is because so that people don't say, طيب, if my salah is not going to be accepted and there's no reward, what's the point of me praying? So secondly, it will be, it's still wajib on him, compulsory upon him. Thirdly, by him praying, the obligation is lifted from him. By him praying, the obligation is lifted from him. What does this mean? It means that he does not need to repeat it again. He does not need to repeat it again. So with that hadith, or in that first scenario, what do we say? With regards to the salah, there's three points that I just mentioned. What are they? La thawaba, there's no reward for him. It's still wajib upon him, so he can't say, khalas, what's the point of me praying then? Lakin, thirdly, the obligation is still lifted from him. So he doesn't have to make up the 40 prayers after those 40 days. Or he doesn't have to make up the prayers that he prayed in those 40 days. Is that understood? So that is for the person that what? Goes to him, just asks for the sake of asking. Asks for the sake of asking. The second one is, أن يذهب إليه ثم يسأله ثم يصدقه. طيب, so the first, what has he done? He's gone to him, asked him, and believed in him. And believed in him. طيب, for that one, this the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, applies to him. So he has disbelieved in that which Allah jalla wa ala has revealed upon him. He has disbelieved in what Allah has revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Allah jalla wa ala says, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, that none knows the unseen, none in the heavens and the earth knows the unseen except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by you going to this person and believing in him, you've believed that he knows the unseen. And the last scenario is that a person goes to him, asks him, lakin he's testing him to expose him. He's testing him to expose him. And that is permissible and comes under al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy 'anil munkar, enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. And the evidence for that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a Jew that was called Ibn Sayyad. They claimed that he knew the ilm al-ghayb, So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have kept in a word, meaning I'm thinking of a word. Since you know the unseen, then say it. And then the individual said, Ad-dukh, dukh, and he couldn't pass it there. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thinking of the word Ad-dukhan. And he said, La ta'du qadrak, ikhsa falan ta'du qadrak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam condemned him and refuted him. And refuted him, condemned his action, and exposed him. So that is the scenarios when it comes to a person asking the kahin. Then the next hadith, the Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, وَلِلْأَرْبَعَةِ وَالْحَاكِمِ وَلِلْأَرْبَعَةِ وَالْحَاكِمِ وَقَالَ السَّحِيحٌ عَلَى شَرْدِهِمَا طيب, وَلِلْأَرْبَعَةِ, this doesn't apply to this specific hadith. The Shaykh must have been referring to the hadith that has just been read, the one before it, Abu Dawood. طيب, so this hadith, the third hadith, من أتى عرافا أو كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. It has the same meaning as what? Same meaning as the previous hadith. The same meaning as the previous hadith. So anyone that goes to the kahin for these three scenarios, it is one of these three scenarios. طيب. Then the next hadith, طيب نعم وعن عمران بن حصين مرفوعا ليس منا من تطير أو تطير له لا there's something before it which is ولأبي يعلى بسند جيد عن ابن مسعود مثله مرفوعا طيب ولأبي يعلى أبي يعلى he's got a musnad one of the imams of the past he's got a musnad بسند عفوا بسند جيد with a good chain of narration عن ابن مسعود narrated from ابن مسعود مثله يعني the same as من أتى عرافا أو كاهنا فصدقه فقد كفر بما جاء عن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما أنزل على محمد so where it says موقوفا موقوفا means what stops at the companion لكن at the end right وله حكم رفع وله حكم رفع why because it is impossible for a companion to tell us about al-Islam wal-kufr meaning this person disbelieves or this person has disbelieved or fallen into shirk to label something kufr or shirk except that they heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what proves it is the other hadith that we've just read طيب then the next hadith عمران بن حسين the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said مرفوعا يعني ليس منا he is not from us من تطير أو تطير له the one who seeks omen who believes in omens bad omens or he seeks for it to be read for him or interpreted for him تطير is going to come today inshallah it's the third chapter that we're going to read today inshallah أو تكهن أو تكهن له and he is not from us the one who practices fortune telling sorry Or the one that it is told for. The one that practices it. Takahana, he practices fortune telling. He says, I know this and so on. Or the one that it is done for. So he goes to a person and tells me, tell me about the mustaqbal. About that which is to occur. So that is, na'am. Oh, sahara or suhira lahu. Oh, he does sihr or magic. He himself does magic. Or sihr is performed on his behalf. So he has... مثلا, a dispute with someone and he asks a magician to perform sihr on this individual. Or his wife does not love him anymore and he goes to the magician and says, do sihr on her for her to love me. Or the opposite. And that is called what? As-sarf wal-adf. We studied it where? Nawaqid al-Islam. Nawaqid al-Islam. As-sarf wal-adf. As-sarf wal-adf. So sometimes a man, his wife مثلا, or he, يعني the partner of another person. Well, the partner is a bit of a tricky word there. You've got to specify husband or wife. طيب, so the husband has مثلاً, he has no interest in his wife. And his wife goes to a magician and says, make him fall in love with me again. That is type of sihr. So that is the meaning behind, oh, سحر له. ومن أتى كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the last part of the hadith is the same as what we've already studied, which is the one that believes in the one that goes to a fortune teller and asks him that which has been done for him or that which is in the future, then he has disbelieved in what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, which is the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, the word laysa minna, laysa minna, he is not from us, shows that it is a major sin, or those things that are mentioned in this hadith are major sins. And the fact that something is a major sin doesn't mean it is not kufr. Also, the fact that tatayyur, or seeing, believing in bad omens, as we shall see today, is not kufr, or is not shirk, shirk al-akbar. It doesn't take a person out of Islam. Like in fortune telling, it does. Sihr also takes a person out of Islam. Going to a fortune teller takes a person out of Islam. One may ask, why are these things mentioned in one hadith if they differ in their ruling? Like, and that is not something surprising, because we've already come across a hadith which is similar to it. Who can remember? A hadith where a few things are mentioned and they take different rulings. نعم اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات جزاكم الله خير. The first was what? Shirk. Second, sihr. Both of these are shirk, صح? طيب. Those things that come after them, after these two things, are they kufr? Did they take a person outside of the fold of Islam? لا. Therefore, the fact that they're mentioned in one hadith doesn't mean that they don't have the same, or that they take the same warning. طيب. طيب. قال البغوي رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. إمام البغوي said رحمه الله. نعم إمام البغوي said رحمه الله العراف الذي يدعي معرفة الأمور بمقدمات يستدل بها على المسروق ومكان الضالة ونحو ذلك. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, Imam from one of the Salaf, he has a tafsir, Ma'alim al-Tanzil, it was called, Sharh al-Sunnah as well, and he's got a lot of good or beneficial books. He's the Imam of the Sunnah. He explains what al-Araf is and what a kahin is. He says, al-Araf alladhi yadda'i, the Araf is the one that claims to know things with signs, foreseen signs that he can tell, things that have happened. For example, things that have been stolen or things that have been lost. That is the Araf. طيب. وقيل هو الكاهن. And it is said that he is the كاهن. It is said that he is also a كاهن. والكاهن, he says, هو الذي يخبر عن المغيبات في المستقبل. في المستقبل. He says, والكاهن, the كاهن, the fortune teller is, الذي يخبر عن المغيبات. مغيبات. He is the one that informs about those things that shall take place في المستقبل, in the future. وقيل الذي يخبر عما في الضمير, and he's also said he is the one that informs about what the person has in his heart, what he's thinking, and so on, so forth. طيب. وقال أبو العباس, لكن شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, he says رحمه الله. أبو العباس is who? شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. He says العراف, the عراف. اسم للكاهن, it is a comprehensive name. اسم للكاهن, it is a name. The عراف is a يعني اسم للكاهن. عراف is used to describe, and it is a name for the كاهن, the fortune teller. والمنجم, and the one who uses astrology to tell that which is to happen in the future. And inshallah, there's going to be a chapter to do with تنجيم. والرمال ونحوهم. What is the Ghammal? We studied it last week. In the last chapter. Naam, he draws lines on the floor, claiming to know that which is going to happen by simply by these lines that he's drawn. For example, if two lines come out, then this is going to happen. Islam rahimahullah is saying that the kahin, the word kahin, it includes the what? The kahin, the munajjim, sorry, the one that claims to know astrology. The ramal, and ونحوهم and the like of them, the Araf, everyone that claims to know the unseen, everyone that claims to know the unseen, then he is a kahin. Then he is a kahin. And just apply that to the qa'idah, the earlier one that we learned. What? Learned? إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ أَوْ افْتَرَقَ. If they're mentioned together, then they take different means. If they're mentioned, or if one of them are mentioned, then it includes the other one as well. So the meaning of kahin comes under these things. طيب. Then he mentions the last narration by Ibn Abbas, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says, وَعَنْ Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, فِي قَوْمِ يَكْتُبُونَ أَبَا جَادٍ يَنْظُرُونَ فِي النُّجُومِ مَا أَرَى مَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. طيب. Abajad or Abjad Hawaz is the Arabic alphabet. There's a, and it's used for different things. And it is of two types. It is of two types. There's a type which is permissible, and there's a type which is not permissible. There's a type which is permissible, and there's a type which is not permissible. So using these alphabets, alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, and so on, abjad, hawaz, or alif, ba, dal, jim, and so on. If a person is using it, for example, to learn maths, mathalan, because in the past they used to use it to learn maths, whereby every letter stands for a number. If a person is using it for that, or is using it to number the points that he's mentioning. Mathalan, you'll find in some of the books, instead of 1, 2, 3, you'll find what? Alif, Ba, Jim, Dal, Abjad, Hawaz, and so on. طيب. Or if a person is using it to find out the date, then that is permissible. That type is permissible. Lakin, if a person is using Abjad, Hawaz, or these numbers, or these letters, to claim to know the unseen, and that which is going to happen in the future, by saying this number at this number equals this, therefore you're going to have X amount of children, or you're not going to have children, or you're going to have a car crash in the next 2 days, things like that, then that is haram. Then that is haram. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is referring to that type. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is referring to that type. Also, what comes under these is going to people who claim to know the unseen. For example, sometimes, or the future, sometimes you will see people giving out cards in the streets. Spiritual healer, they call them. Spiritual healer. And the outside stations giving cards out. Or they say we can read what they called horoscopes. So anyone that goes to these people, one of these signs applies to him, one of these scenarios. If they go there just to ask for the sake of it, then their salah won't be accepted for 40 days. And if they go there to try and to believe in them, or wanting to know the future, then they have disbelieved in what has been revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, what comes under that is reading zodiac signs, where you find on newspapers and so on. And it's very common, sah? Al-Abraj, they're called. It's very common. So we should stay away from these things and stay away from reading them, even just for the sake of reading them. We should avoid reading them. It's haram to read them. And we should also tell other Muslims. Because a lot of times you will hear Muslims saying, what are you? What star sign are you? Sah? Zodiac. What? Like, مثلا, are you Cancer? Are you Leo? Are you this? Or so on. Like, and we should teach the Muslims and advise them against it. Warn them against it. طيب. So a summary of this chapter is, anyone that claims to know the unseen has contradicted the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because what is a given fact in the Sharia is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the ilm al-ghayb. طيب فيه مسائل.
Important points. Number one, believing a fortune teller and faith in the Quran will not coexist in someone.
Nah. Two things that are the opposites, they won't exist. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has disbelieved in that which has been revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Number two, the clarification that this is kufr.
نعم. فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. He has disbelieved.
Number three, the mention of the one who has his fortune told.
نعم. For example, the one that where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he is free from him. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تُكُهِنَا لَهُ. He is not from us. So not only is it a major sign, like it is kufr, because this person, by you going, by a person going to a fortune teller to tell him that which is to occur, they're asking him why. In most cases, because they believe that they know that which will happen. So they have given him something from the khasais of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge of Allah jalla wa ala is exclusive to him. Or ilm al-ghayb is exclusive to Allah.
Number four, the mention of the one who has an omen read.
And we're going to see that in today's chapter, inshallah.
Number five,
the Prophet said he's not from us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Number five, the mention of the one who has some spell performed for him.
Naam. So we studied last week that magic and the one that is pleased with magic, it both disbelieve. Not only the magician, like in the one that goes to the magician and says, do sihr for me. He has disbelieved. Limada, why has he disbelieved? لأنه رضي بالكفر. لأن he is pleased with kufr.
Number six, the mention of the one who learns numerology.
Naam. And that is impermissible if the person is claiming to know the answer and tell the future.
Number seven, the mention of the difference between the fortune teller, kahin, and the psychic, arraf.
Naam. What is the difference between the kahin, the fortune teller, and the psychic? The kahin? 6-7 minutes ago we studied it. Okay, like now they're mentioned together.
The kahin is the mustaqbil and the araf is the madi.
The what? Naam. The kahin claims to know the future. He will tell you this will happen for you. Like in the araf, people go to him to ask him about something that was lost in the past, for example. My car has been stolen. They would go to araf. And I believe it was this hadith or last chapter where every hay had one of them. Every tribe had a magician, had a arraf, a kahin that they would go to for these superstitious things.
Chapter 27, Babu ma ja'a fi nushra, what is said about nushra. From Jabir, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about nushra. He said, it is from the works of Shaytan, recorded by Ahmad with a good chain, as well as Abu Dawood. And he said, I asked Ahmad about it, and he said, Ibn Mas'ud disliked all of it. And with Al-Bukhari from Qatada, I said to Ibn Musayyib, if a man is...
Musayyib. It is said that he used to dislike... Ibn Musayyib was one of the Tabi'in, one of the great Tabi'in. He used to dislike Musayyib.
I said to Ibn Musayyib, if a man is under a spell or he is cold sexually to his wife, can he undo this or use nushra? He said, there is no harm in it. They are only intending some good by it. There is no prohibition for what there is benefit in. It is reported from Al-Hasan that he said, no one can undo magic except the magician. Ibn al-Qayyim said,
pay attention to the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah and you can understand the whole chapter.
Ibn al-Qayyim said, nushra is to undo a magic spell. There are two types. The first is undoing the magic with what is similar to it. And this is the work of shaitan, which the saying of Al-Hasan refers to. So the one seeking the nashir and the one performing it to go to the shaitan, giving him what he wants in exchange for what will remove the spell. The second is nushra through ruqya, ta'awudat, medicine, and permissible supplication. This is allowed.
طيب. Babu ma ja'a fi nushra. This chapter, the Shaykh rahimahullah will talk about curing magic. And the reason he mentions this chapter is because in the previous chapters, he talked about magic and he talked about some types of magic, sah? So now, he's telling us the ruling on curing yourself with magic. He is telling us the ruling of curing yourself with magic. Maqsood al-bab بيان حكم النشرة بيان حكم النشرة clarifying and understanding and learning the meaning and the حكم and the ruling of نشرة. The second point, النشرة in according to the شرع, it means حل السحر. عفوا, before that, linguistically it means الإزالة. Linguistically, الكشف والإزالة والرفع. Linguistically, in the Arabic language, it means الكشف والإزالة والرفع. And all of these words are on the meaning of, around the meaning of lifting and removing. Lifting and removing. And often you will find, in when you're studying the books of Ahlul Ilm, you will find that they say the meaning of this word, لغةً واصطلاحًا. لغةً واصطلاحًا. Linguistically, it means this. And according to the terminology of the scholars, it means this. And you will often find there's a close connection between the two. And that the terminology of the scholars, it is more specific than the wa, than the linguistical meaning of a word. So that is the meaning of al-nushra. لكن استلاحا, it means حل السحر من المسحور حل السحر من المسحور بسحر أو بالاستعانة بالشياطين بسحر أو بالاستعانة بالشياطين. طيب, so pay attention. The meaning of this of is حل السحر, it is removing سحر from the one that it has been performed on, using سحر or with the aid and help and service of the شياطين. So when نشرة is mentioned in the شريعة, that is the meaning of it. However, it can also mean حل السحر عن المسحور, just removing سحر, as we shall see in the chapter, as we shall see in the chapter. And the connection of this chapter with Kitab al-Tawheed is the fact that removing sihr with sihr, removing magic with magic, negates one's tawheed. Removing magic with magic removes one's tawheed. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatun wasi'a, he starts with the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the first hadith is the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about an-nushra. An-nushra. فقال, and he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, هي من عمل الشيطان. هي من عمل الشيطان. It is the deed and the actions of the shaytan. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about an-nushra. An-nushra is al-ma'hud, an-nushra al-ma'hud, the nushra that is known, that was known in jahiliyyah, which is what? Removing sihr with sihr. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about that, so an-nushra here, alif wa na, an-nushra al-ma'hud, the one that is known, That is common knowledge. What is nushra? He said here min amal al-shaytan. It is from the action of shaytan. What is the wajhu dalala? Ja'ala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'ala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-nushrata al-ma'hudata min amal al-shaytan. Ja'ala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-nushra al-ma'huda min amal al-shaytan. حيث أسند إليه النشرة حيث أسند إليه النشرة وهذا دليل على التحريم أو هذا دليل على تحريمها. The وجه الدلالة, how does this hadith show that النشرة is haram? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in talking about the نشرة that was known, that was commonly practiced, which is what? Removing sihr with sihr, removing magic with magic. He said it is from the actions of the shaitan. So the Prophet ﷺ attributed nushra to the shaitan, and the fact that it was attributed to the shaitan, it shows that it is halal or haram. It shows that it is haram. It shows that it is haram. So that is with regards to the first dalil. Then the Shaykh says, rahimahullah, rawahu Ahmed bi sanadin jayd wa Abu Dawud, wa qala. سئل أحمد عنها فقال ابن مسعود يكره هذا كله. So Imam Ahmed rahimahullah was asked. Imam Ahmed was asked about النشرة. He was asked about النشرة, and he said ابن مسعود يكره هذا كله. ابن مسعود يكره. He dislikes all of them. What does Imam Ahmed mean? What does he mean by yakrahu? Karaha, he sees it as haram. In the terminology of the Salaf, al-karaha yakrahu hada means what? Yahrum. Yani they used to see it as haram. And that has evidence in the Quran of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Who can remember the verse? Kullu thalika kana sayyu 'inda rabbika makruha. Allah described what as makruh? Qatlu nafs, shirk, and so on. Allah Jalla wa Ala described them as makruh. Lakin it doesn't mean that it is makruh, disliked. Meaning if you do it, you won't be sinning. La, it's haram. Lakin that came across, we came across a narration similar to that. Where? Who can remember? No one revised, huh? Chapter number 8 or 9. At-Tamaim. Ibn Mas'ud kana yakra thalik, sah? طيب. Ibn Mas'ud kana yakra thalik. طيب. نعم. So Imam Ahmed rahimahullah mentions that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to dislike that. طيب. And the fact that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that it was haram shows that it is not permissible to do. طيب. So nushra is of two types, or rather, halu sihri, removing sihr, is of two types. That's in about 5 minutes, huh? Give it 5 minutes. Removing sihr is of two types. A type that is permissible, al-mashru' or naw'un mashru'un wa naw'un ghayru mashru'. A type that is legislated and permissible, and a type that is not permissible. As for the second one, which is not permissible, then it is halu sihr bisihr, removing sihr with sihr. That type is not permissible. That type is not permissible. Because sihr is haram itself, right? So how can it be used to remove sihr itself? That is number one. And that is the one that the Prophet ﷺ said, here min amal al-shaytan. It is the actions of the deeds of shaytan. The second type is removing sihr with dua, ruqya, removing sihr, removing magic with dua and ruqya. And that is permissible. curing ones or removing sihr with dua or ruqya, reading Quran on a person, drinking zamzam water, that is legislated and it's permissible to do. Then the next narration that the Imam says, rahimahullah, he mentions, وَفِي الْبُخَارِي عَنْ قَتَادَ قُلْتُ لِبْنِ مُسَيِّبْ رَجُلٌ بِهِ دِبٌّ. دِبٌّ, this word, a man that has a magic spell on him. لكن دِب means what? طبيب comes from دِب, cured. So this word is from الضاد. They use دِب to refer to someone who is well, seeking insha'Allah that Allah Jalla wa'ala will cure him. So rajulun bihi dib, that's what they mean. Ay rajulun bihi sihr. Rajulun bihi sihr. So they said to Ibn Musayyib radiallahu anhu, rahimahullah, a person that has sihr on him, a magic spell has been done to on him or performed on him. Or yu'khadu or yu'akhadu ala or yu'akhadu ala عن امرأته أو يؤخذ عن امرأته أي يمنع من الوصول إليها يمنع من الوصول إليها يؤخذ يعني he's prevented from having intercourse with her or he's prevented from going near his wife. So they said to him أي يحل عنه أو ينشر أي يحل عنه, is it to be removed from him, is it to be removed from him. So he said قال لا بأس به, there is no harm in it. إنما يريدون به الإصلاح. إنما يريدون به الإصلاح. Fairly only they want. They only want rectification and to make things better. فأما ما ينفع فلم ينهى عنه. فأما, as for that which benefits, فلم ينهى عنه. Then it has not been prohibited. It has not been prohibited. طيب. So he, note that he says there's no harm in it. Removing sihr. The question was, is it permissible to remove sihr from him? And he says there's no harm in it. Like, in how do we understand these words of Ibn Musayyib rahimahullah? We understand it that he's saying, or we understand it to mean, that he's saying it is permissible to remove sihr using legislated means. It is permissible to remove sihr using legislated means. Why? Because it is impossible that an imam, a tabi'i, one of the greatest tabi'een, such as Sa'id ibn Musayyib, saying that sihr is permissible, knowing that it is haram, and knowing that it takes a person out of Islam. Knowing that it takes a person out of Islam. Lakin he is saying that ruqya shar'iyya is permissible, and dua is permissible for this individual. And also we can say, فَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ, because as for that which benefits, فَلَمْ يُنْهَى عَنْهُ, we haven't been prohibited from it. أما ما ينفع طيب سحر هل ينفع سحر does it benefit لا it doesn't benefit. So that indicates that he means رحمه الله the سحر or removing سحر with legislated means, دعاء reading Quran, drinking زمزم water, and having the intention that Allah جل وعلا will remove it from you. And also that is in line with the حسن الظن that we should have for the imams, as we shall see in the narration of حسن البصري الحسن البصري رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. After we pray, والله تعالى أعلم وأحكم.
طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. So the last narration we took was the narration of سعيد المسيب, and he said that it is permissible to cure oneself in that which, because he only wants, or the ones that are curing themselves only want islah and to rectify their situation. And he said whatever benefits, then we haven't been prohibited from it. We haven't been prohibited from it. And obviously we understand that to be the permissible type of nushra, the permissible type of removing sihr. Na'am. Then Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu wa rahimahullah, Al-Hasan al-Basri, he says لا يحل السحر لا يحل السحر إلا ساحر. طيب لا يحل السحر إلا ساحر. In this narration, Al-Hasan al-Basri رحمه الله, he says that only the magician removes sihr.
only the magician removes sihr. So in it, there's the maqsood is dhammu sihr bis-sihr. He is saying that it is not permissible. Obviously, if he's saying only the sahir removes sihr, then what he's referring to is the sihr that is used to remove another type of sihr. So Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah is saying that that type of sihr, only the magician does it. Why? Because if it was a person of taqwa, the one removing the sihr, if it was a person of taqwa, a person that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would use the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure the person. They would read Quran upon the person. They wouldn't perform sihr. And the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, it clarifies what Al-Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah mentioned. He says, Sa'id Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, النُشْرَةُ حَلُّ السِّحْرِ عَنِ الْمَسْحُورِ. So he says nushra is what? Removing sihr from the one that it has been done on. وَهِيَ نَوْعَان. And it is of two types. وَهِيَ نَوْعَان. It is of two types. أَحَدُهُمَا. The first is حَلٌ بِالسِّحْرِ مِثْلِهِ. Removing sihr with sihr. The like of it. Removing sihr with the like of it. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And that is the type that is from the act, from the actions and the deeds of shaitan. Meaning what? It is permissible or not permissible? It is not permissible. وَعَلَيْهِ يُحْمَلُ قَوْلُ الْحَسَنِ. And on that, you understand we understand the statement of Al-Hasan Al-Basri that he meant that type. The type of what? Removing sihr with sihr, that which is the action of shaitan. So it is impermissible. فيقترب. So what happens? فيقترب الناشر والمنتشر إلى الشيطان بما يحب. So the ناشر is الساحر. والمنتشر is the one that it is being done for. The sihr is being removed from. So they both, what do? The one that is doing the sihr and the one that it is being removed from, يقتربون إلى الشيطان بما يحب. They get closer to shaitan with that which he loves. Who? Shaitan. And what does shaitan love? Al-kufr, wa-shirk, with disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shaitan will ask this individual to slaughter for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or to leave off worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or to throw the kitab of Allah, the mus'haf Allah jalla wa ala, on the floor. Akramakumullah. So the shaitan will only cause you to do something or ask you to do something that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that which angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleases shaitan. And that which pleases shaitan, it angers Allah jalla wa ala. Then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'ah, فَيَبْطُلُ عَمَلُهُ عَنِ الْمَسْحُورِ أو فَيُبْطِلُ عَمَلَهُ يعني the sahir, he nullifies and he undoes the sihr that he has done to the person that, or he undoes the sihr from the person that he has been done on. So that is from the actions of shaitan. وَالثَّانِي. Thani what? النَّعُ ثَانِي. The second type. النُّشْرَةُ بِرُقْيَةِ. Say having nushra بِرُقْيَة. Performing or removing magic with ruqya, reading the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the person with the conditions that we already studied. وَتَعَوُّدَاتِ. And seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عُدُمْ كُلَّ تَعَمَمْ كُشَدَانِ وَهَامِمْ كُلَّ عَيْنِ لَامَ. These du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. وَالْأَدْوِيَ. And other du'as or other medicines that are permissible. وَالدَّعَوَاتِ الْمُبَاحَ. And du'as that are mubah. Du'as that are mubah, what does he mean? Du'as that haven't been mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, lakin they mean, or they are dua that you're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the sihr from you. فَهَذَا جَائِزٌ. He says rahimahullah, فَهَذَا جَائِزٌ. Then that is permissible. Then that is permissible. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he summarized the chapter and he said an-nushra is of how many types? Two types. What are they? That which is permissible and that which is not permissible. صح? That which is not permissible is removing sihr with sihr. Why? Because although you want to get rid of sihr, lakin you cannot disbelieve in Allah jalla wa ala to get rid of sihr. Lakin the second type is what? Na'am. Removing sihr with those things that are legislated. طيب. The next masala is how can you stay away from sihr? First and foremost, read the du'as that Allah jalla wa ala, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. The morning and afternoon du'as. The morning and afternoon du'as. and all of the adhkar that Allah Jalla wa, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, the morning and afternoon du'as, and all of the individual du'as, for example, when you're going into your home, leaving your home, and so on. طيب. Also, making du'a to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He protects you from it. And also, staying away from things that are going to cause the evil eye, or cause jealousy in other people. For example, sometimes you will find people putting their pictures or the pictures of their children or their home on social media or on their WhatsApp profiles. Those sorts of things a person should avoid, because although it is a ni'mah, lakin not everyone that sees it will say Allahumma barak or mashallah. There are those, mathalan, if you put your children up, there are those that can't have children. If you put your fancy cars up, there are those that cannot afford it. And they are not going to say mashallah, Allahumma barak, lakin they fall into hasad wal'iyadu billah. The last point is, a person can say that, why is it not permissible to remove sihr with sihr in case of darura? Who can answer that? Allah Jalla wa'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ أُخْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. So we can utter a word of kufr in dire necessity, sah? Out of need. Is it permissible for a person to say, I am going to remove sihr with sihr out of necessity? Why not? It's an action, okay. There are alternatives. Tawakkul is not there, sah? Huh? The threat is not immediate. That is immediate. The person's actually got magic on him now. Sah, it puts them into kufr, but they're saying it is a darura, it is a need. They're saying they're doing it out of ikrah, they've been forced to do it.
The person who does the sihr and the person that wants to sihr out of them are going to get closer to the shaitan.
They're going to get closer from the actions of shaitan?
There's no necessary
darura
because
it's. All of the things that you brothers have mentioned are the right answers. There are alternatives. طيب. Also, one of the other answers to that is Sheikh Salih al Sheikh Rahmullah mentions, which is that a darura is to what? Preserve life, sah? You're doing it to preserve life. And in Islam, we learn that there are khamsa darurat, five darurat, which are what? Hifdhu ad-deen, wal-aql, wal-mal, wal-ird, wa al-nafs was one of them, sah? The second one. Taib. Huh? Nafs. Preserving these five. So by doing sihr, which is a darura for you, claiming that it's a darura, taib, that is a darura because your health is at stake. Your nafs, your life is at stake. Lakin, what's to lose or what's at stake is a lot greater, which is your deen. Which is your deen. And the darurat al-khamsa, the five things that Islam came to prevent, preserve, the highest one is what? Ad-deen. So if you lose your religion, then you can't obviously... it's worse to lose your health than to lose your religion. Secondly, when you go to a magician, who guarantees that you'll be cured from it? The maslaha, is it mutahakika? Mahuma, you may get better, you may not get better. You may get better, and you may not get better. Secondly, or thirdly, the magician, how can you trust him? He may cure you from that magic, and put another magic in you, the mashayikh say, the ulama say. He might put another magic on you to get you to come back every time, sah? So it is not permissible, even in dire situations, to cure sihr with sihr. And also, as you brothers mentioned, there's alternatives, ruqya. There's alternatives. طيب, فيه مسائل. Not necessarily. You can apply that qaida, the means do not justify the goal doesn't justify the means, meaning just because you need to be cured, you can use anything to cure yourself. Sah. Fihim sa'id.
Important points. Number one, the prohibition of nushra.
Which type of nushra? If we say it's of two types, sihr, bisihr, using sihr to cure sihr.
Number two, the distinction between what is prohibited of it and that which removes harm that an exception has been made for.
Now, so basically the two types, the difference between the two types, that type which is permissible and that type which is not permissible. تفضل الباب الذي يلي
باب ما جاء في التطير. What is said about omens. وقال تعالى ألا إنما طائرهم عند الله ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
نعم ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. لا
أكثرهم
لا يعلمون.
أكثرهم
ولكن أكثرهم
لا. ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. وقوله قالوا طائركم معكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, rather the evil beliefs based on their omens are about Allah. But most of them do not know. And they, the messenger said, your omens are for you. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is no adwa and no tiyarah and no hama and no safar, recorded by al-Bukhari and Muslim, and adds and no ghawl.
Go to the second hadith, not the one that's after that, the one at Wali Abi Dawood.
Okay. And from Abu Dawood with a sahih chain from Uqbah ibn Amir, who said, Tiyarah was mentioned to Allah's Messenger. He said, the best of it is fa'l. It does not harm a Muslim. So when one of you sees what he dislikes, then let him say, O Allah, no one brings good but you, none defends from evil but you. There is no might or power but except by you. Ibn Mas'ud reported that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Tiyarah is shirk, tiyarah is shirk. It will not be among us, but Allah would remove it through tawakkul.
طيب حسبك جزاك الله خير. This chapter, the Shaykh rahimahullah, Babu ma ja'a fi at-tayyur. The Shaykh rahimahullah in this chapter is going to be talking about those things that, or the belief of having bad omens in something. Maqsood al-bab, the maqsood of the bab, bayanu hukm at-tayyur. وأنه من الشرك. The maqsood, the objective of the bab is to clarify the meaning and the ruling of tatayyur, seeking bad omens in something or believing in bad omens in something. وأنه من الشرك, and the fact that it is from shirk. The second point is at-tayyur, ma'na at-tayyur, or the ta'rif of tatayyur. It is at-tasha'um bimasmu'in aw mar'iyyin aw ma'lumin aw zamanin أو مكان أو زمان أو مكان. So it means to have a bad omen of something, to have a bad omen of something, بمسموعٍ, something that is heard, or something that is seen, or something that is known, or a specific time or a specific place. نعم التشاؤم بمسموع أو مرئي أو معلوم أو مكان أو زمان. And it means that a person has bad omens, means has a bad feeling, or he's superstitious of something that he has heard of, or something that he sees, or something that he knows of. So for example, in Jahiliyyah, before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before the sending of the Risala upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had false beliefs, whereby if they wanted to go on a journey, مثلاً, they would let go of a bird, or they would look at the bird and look at what way it would go. If it would go to the right, then that would mean that is a good luck. That is a sign of good luck. So you can go on your journey or embark on your tijara, whatever it is that you're buying or selling, your business, or you can carry on with marrying a certain person because the bird went to the right. Or
If it goes to the left, they will say subhanAllah. Oh, those is not subhanAllah. Like, and they will say that is a sign that it is a bad luck. That is a sign that I should stay away from something. Or something that they would hear, for example, they would be, or they would want to travel, and they would hear someone saying, there was an accident on the, مثلاً, on the motorway. There was an accident on the motorway, and they would think, since there was an accident, I need to stay away from it. And it holds him back or holds her back from traveling. Or something that was known. So for example, from the what they used to do in Jahiliyyah, on the last Wednesday of every month, they would see it as a bad luck. They would see it as a bad luck. Or what is common nowadays, for example, the number 13, they see it as a what? As bad luck. And if it happens to take, if it takes place on a Friday, then that is worse. They say what, Friday the 13th. Or they say if you break a mirror in a house, then that is a sign of what? Bad luck for 7 years or some nonsense like that. Or if you see, if you open an umbrella in a house, or if you walk between two under a ladder or something like that. Or if you see a black cat, what happens? You get bad luck for 7 years or something like that. Or if you step on a what? So they say that due to these things, they have a bad omen. So something bad will happen. And then that causes a person to stay back from it. It causes a person to stay back from it. The third point is, حُكْمُ التَّطَيُّ. What is the ruling of التَّطَيُّ? هو شرك أصغر شرك أصغر في أصله. It is shirk أصغر, minor shirk in its أصل. The default ruling for it is shirk أصغر. لأنه جعل ما ليس بسبب سببا. لأنه جعل ما ليس بسبب سببا. لأنه جعل ما ليس بسبب سببا. So the default ruling is that it is what? Minor shirk. Why? Because he has made something a means that Allah Jalla wa'ala and the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not make a means. Remember when we were talking about tamaim, amulets and so on? We studied this qa'idah. So anyone that makes something a reason for something else to happen and there is no evidence for that, then that is shirk al-asghar. Lakin, if a person believes, وَيَكُونُ شِرْكًا أَكْبَرًا إذا اعتقد أنها تستقل في جلب الخير ودفع الشر ويكون شركا أكبر ويكون تطير شركا أكبر إذا اعتقد أنه يستقل أو أنها أو أن التطير يستقل بجلب الخير ودفع الشر. لكن it becomes major shirk if a person believes that things happen or don't happen because of this bad omen that he believes in. مثلاً, for example, he breaks the mirror in the house, and then 2 hours later his car gets stolen. He goes, I knew it was coming. And it happened because of the mirror. So he specifically says that it is the reason for it. Lakin if he believes that it is only a sabab, lakin that Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one that causes things to happen, then that is minor shirk. طيب. What is the dabit for it? What is the dabit for it? The dabit the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the last hadith, مَنْ رَدَّتْهُ الطَّيَّرَةُ عَنْ حَاجَتِهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. The dabit, what is the criterion for it? How can you differentiate it from when it is not bad omens? Or you haven't taken it as bad omens, is مَنْ رَدَّتْهُ أَطِيَّرَةُ عَنْ حَاجَتِهِ. If that bad omen that you see, if it takes you back to your home, or you refrain from doing what you was about to do, then that has given you, or you have fallen into أَطِيَّرَة. مثلا, for example, you come across a car crash on the motorway. You carry on, and then you come across another car crash. half an hour later. After the second one, you think today's a bad day, let me go back. It's a bad day on the roads. And then you go back. You have bad omens in that, and you said that is a sign of what's to come for me, so let me go back. That is not permissible. طيب. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah, he mentions two verses. أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the second verse. طيب. So these verses, so Banu Israel, or the maqsood of it, is that Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Verily their beliefs, the beliefs that they have in Musa, it is only caused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not by Musa alayhi salam. So in order to understand this, if you look at the verse before it, فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ. If a good benefit comes to them, something beneficial or good comes to them, rain, and they go through years of prosperity and so on and so forth, they say, لَنَا هَذِهِ لَنَا هَذِهِ. يعني we're deserving of these good things that are coming to us. We are worth it. نعم لنا هذه وإن تصبهم سيئة يطيروا بموسى ومن معه. لكن if a harm comes to them, or a drought, or some sort of hardship comes to them, they will say it is because of Musa. Before Musa and his this stuff that he's telling us about, we were living a good life. لكن it is because of Musa and all of this stuff that he's saying, he has angered the gods, therefore it is from him. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. يعني ما يصيبه من القحط والمصائب ليس من موسى ولكنه من الله سبحانه وتعالى فهو قدره. Meaning that any hardship that comes to them and difficulty, then it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, Musa عليه السلام is a reason for goodness and barakah, is a reason for goodness and barakah. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If only they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ, the people of the village or the town, if only they believed in Allah Jalla wa'ala and they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Jalla wa'ala would have given them blessings from the heavens. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala would have given them blessings from the heavens. طيب. Then the next verse is similar to it. The next verse is similar to it in the Mahalu Shahid, which is قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنْ ذُكِرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. So this was with regards to it's mentioned in Surah Yasin, the people of the Qariya, who every time a prophet would come to them, they would say that, يعني in times of Jahiliyyah, they would say that it is because of you. So the Mahalu Shahid from this verse and the verse before it, دلت الآية, the verse in Surah Al-A'raf, the first one, دلت الآية على أن التطير من عمل المشركين ومن عمل أهل الكتاب. دلت الآية أن التطير من عمل أهل الكتاب ومن والمشركين وذمهم الله بذلك وذمهم الله بذلك وَمَا ذُمَّ فَاعِلُهُ فَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ وَمَا ذُمَّ فَاعِلُهُ فَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ. Allah Jalla wa'ala mentions in this verse that seeking bad omens is from the actions of the people of the book, the people of Musa and the mushrikeen. And Allah Jalla wa'ala rebuked them for that and made them blameworthy. And if a person is blameworthy, then it shows that sin, that is a sin that they have committed. And the same wajhu dalala for this other verse. The same wajhu dalala or point of evidence for this second verse. وَهَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ تَحْرِيمِ التَّطَيُّرِ. And that is a dalil or evidence that tatayyur is impermissible. Tatayyur is impermissible. طيب, someone may come around and say, طيب, but that's from the people of the book in the past. What's it got to do with us? The Prophet ﷺ said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ told us that this ummah will follow the ummah that the nations that preceded them in every single way. And from those ways is a tatayyuk, to seek bad omens in things. طيب. Then the Prophet ﷺ said in the next hadith, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر. طيب لا عدوى, لا عدوى أي لا مرض يعدو بنفسه, meaning there is no illness that goes to the next person or that affects the next person on its own. أي لا ينتقل بنفسه إنما ينتقل بأمر الله. It doesn't go to another person just like that, لكن it goes because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala commanded it to pass through. So if a person is ill, he can be next to another person, and that other person may, that third person may not be affected by it, or that second person may not be affected by it, and he may be affected by it. In any case, Allah jalla wa ala is the one that caused for the disease to pass over to the other person. Lakin this doesn't mean that we don't take the means. We take the means to stay away from a person who is ill. However, if we are afflicted with the same disease or illness, then we cannot say it is because of that. Rather, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا طِيَّرَ وَلَا طِيَّرَ أي لا أثر لها أو لا أثر لما يتطير به في جلب الخير ودفع الضر. A, there is no effect or no trace in that which a person seeks bad omen in bringing good or repelling harm, in bringing good or repelling harm. So for example, that person that, مثلاً, opens an umbrella in the house, believing that that will bring him bad luck, that is, what? تطير, that is seeking bad omens in something. لكن, in reality, does it have any say what happens? Opening an umbrella, what about it? Walking under a ladder, what about it? Breaking a mirror, what about it? You can break a mirror any minute. It doesn't mean it has a reason for it. There is no reason behind it. It just means you're clumsy. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا هَامَّ and هَامَّ an owl. So they used to also seek bad omens in Jahiliyyah in owls, which is a type of bird. They used to seek bad omens. So if they would hear the noise or the sound of an owl, they would say something bad will happen, or we need to do this, or we need to protect ourselves. Sometimes they would have certain beliefs that if a person is killed unjustly, then the owl or the bird would go to the house of the deceased, the one that was killed, and it will not be quiet until revenge is taken. So all of these are beliefs of Jahiliyyah that we need to stay away from. وَلَا صَفَرَ and there is no suffer, meaning there is no, meaning the month of, you know, the month of Allah Jalla wa'ala, Safar, the month of Safar, it is not a means for bad omen. It is not, we shouldn't be superstitious with regards to the month of Safar. A lot of people in the month of Safar, they wouldn't go on a Safar. They wouldn't go on a journey. They would avoid going on a journey, avoid getting married, avoid doing many things in that month, because they would say it is a bad luck. Just like some people say the same thing for every Wednesday, or the last Wednesday of a month. The last Wednesday of a month. So for example, they say we can't do anything on that day because it is a day of bad luck. And these things, they don't have any effect on anything. So what if it's a Wednesday? Wednesdays come around all the time. It doesn't mean that it causes harm. أَخْرَجَاهُ وَفِي مُسْلِمٍ وَلَا نَوْءَ وَلَا غَوْلَ. وَلَا نَوْءَ meaning there's no effect on astrology. مثلاً, a star being born or star ending and so on has no effect in what happens. It has no effect on what happens. It is rather Allah Jalla wa'ala that controls everything that takes place in this dunya. Also, the last point, wala ghawla. Ghawl is a type of jinn. Is a type of jinn, and they say that it comes into the path of whenever you're traveling, مثلا, it will come in your way or come in your path, and it will cause you to be misguided or cause you to lose your way or go in the wrong direction and so on. So it is a type of jinn. Lakin, in order to avoid that, the person says, "A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim," and he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't believe that just because he's seen that or seen these things that they will cause him harm. They will cause him harm. And that is the second hadith, or the first hadith. Walahuma and Anas. Then the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, the next one, la adwa wa la tiyara, has the same meaning as the previous one. Lakin what is the difference here? وَيُعْجِبُنِي الْفَأْلُ لَكِنْ the فَأْلُ it is, I am pleased with it, it's amazing to me. قَالُوا وَمَا الْفَأْلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ what is فَأْلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ he said, قَالَ الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ it is the good word. So the kalima tayyiba is that word in which a Muslim, a muwahid, he hears or he comes across and he thinks, mashallah, to be optimistic, mashallah. If, مثلاً, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, different members of Quraysh kept on coming and the agreement would not be settled and so on. Then who came? An individual called Sahal, or Suhail. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahal Allahu amrakum. Then your amr would be sahal and easy. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was optimistic that things were going to go right. طيب. مثلاً, for example, a person has a dream that a friend of his became a alim. And then he tells his friend, and then the friend's a bit happy, overwhelmed. He's happy. يعني that is فعل, الكلمة طيبة, things that are good that a person hears that are pleasing to him. Lakin it doesn't cause him to do anything. It just pleases him. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يعجبني الفعل. طيب. And there's a difference between الفعل and التطيب. الفعل is حسن ظن بالله. Is حسن الظن بالله. It is having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والطيرة it is having سوء ظن بالله. It is having bad thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second difference is al-fa'lu, hearing the good word, al-kalimatu tayyib, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it has no effect on whether the person does something or refrains from something. Does something or refrains from something. It just puts happiness into your heart. Lakin al-tayyara, it has an effect on al-iqdam wal-ihjam, whether you go forward and go do this act or whether you refrain from it. For example, when they hear an owl in the middle of the night, they see that it is a bad omen. So the next day they wouldn't travel or they wouldn't do what they wanted to initially do. Because they say, I heard a sign last night, I saw a sign or I heard a sign last night. Or today's Friday the 13th, and it's October, and Halloween, to add on top of that. Therefore, we're going to stay indoors so we don't see any shayateen outside. That is haram to have. That sort of ideology and belief is haram to have. That's why in some buildings, they actually skip the number 13. Some buildings say 11, 12, 14, leaving out 13. طيب. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or the Shaykh said, rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a, in the next hadith, he says, At-tayyara was mentioned near the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, ahsanuha al-fa'l. At-tayyara, or being superstitious or optimistic, was mentioned, and he said, the best of it is al-fa'l. Wala taruddu musliman, fa'idha ra'a ahadukum ma yakrah, falyakul Allahumma, لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So in this last hadith, or this next hadith, the Prophet was asked about al-tiyara, or having omens or good omens or bad omens, and he said the best of it is al-fa'l. Al-fa'l. And they asked him what that is, and he said, he mentioned fa'l, like, and he said that if a Muslim sees something that he dislikes, then it doesn't hold him back. Rather, he says what? He says this dua. Rather, he says this dua, and this hadith is da'if. So the third hadith is da'if, like, in the meaning of it is found in the hadith before it. And for all of the du'as, they're mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah anyway. Then Ibn Mas'ud said, radiallahu anhu, marfu'an, atiyaratu shirkun, atiyaratu shirkun, atiyaratu shirkun. Ibn Mas'ud said, marfu'an, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet said, atiyara, bad omens, seeking bad omens, seeking bad omens is shirk, shirk, shirk. And he said it three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where's the mahalu shahid? The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called at-tiyara, bad omens, he called it what? Shirk. As for the last part, وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنَّهُ يَتَطَيِّرُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذْهِبُهُ بِتَوَكُّلْ. That is from the words of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. وَمَا مِنَّا, put it in brackets, وَمَا مِنَّا إلا ولكن الله يذهبه بالتوكل. That is from the words of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه. And it is called what in علم الحديث؟ مدرج. أحسنتم. طيب. طيب. ولأحمد من حديث نعم. ولأحمد من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. He said من ردته طيرة عن حاجته فقد أشرك. فقالوا ما كفارة ذلك؟ قال أن تقول اللهم لا خير إلا خيرك ولا طيرة إلا طيرك ولا إله غيرك. This last hadith or the second to last hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whomsoever his bad omen or bad suspicion holds him back from his need, whatever he wanted to do, فقد أشرك. Verily he has fallen into shirk. Verily he has fallen into shirk. What type of shirk? Major or minor? Minor shirk in its asal. قالوا ما كفارة ذلك. What is the expiation for that? He said that you say, اللهم لا خير. Oh, there is no goodness إلا خيرك, except for your good. ولا طير إلا طيرك, and there's no omen or nothing that can control it except you, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا إله غيرك, and there's none that to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the maqsood of the hadith is the ضابد. That's why the Sheikh mentioned it. The reason why the Sheikh rahimahullah mentioned this hadith is because of the ضابد, or the criterion that is mentioned in this hadith. That is mentioned in this hadith. طيب. And the last narration is وَلَهُ مِنْ حَدِيثِ فَضْلِ بْنْ عَبَّاسِ إِنَّمَا الطَّيِّرَةُ إِنَّمَا الطَّيِّرَةُ مَا أَمْضَاكَ أَوْ رَدَّكَ. A tayyara, or bad omens, or having suspicion, being superstitious, is with regards to that which makes you carry on in doing what you was going to do, or that which prevents you from doing what you was going to do. So that last hadith is ضعيف, لكن the meaning is صحيح. And it is found in the ahadith that are before it. It is found in the ahadith that are before it. فيه مسائل.
Important points. Number one, explaining the saying of Allah, rather the evil beliefs based on their omens are about Allah, but most of them do not know with your omens are for you.
نعم, the two verses, and the mahalu shahid is what? And the fact that they had bad omens in Musa alayhi salam, and Allah Jalla wa Ala refuted them for that and said that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is not from Musa. Rather, Musa was a source of khair and barakat.
Number two, the negation of adwa.
Adwa, an illness going to affect another on its own without any effect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Number three, the negation of tiyara.
Na'am, bad omens negating it.
Number four, the negation of alhamma. Number four, the negation of safar. Number five, that al-fa'l is not included, rather it is recommended.
Fa'l is not included as what? At-tira. It is not been having bad omens or anything like that. Rather, it is something that is mustahab.
Number seven, the explanation of al-fa'l. Number eight, any hesitation that occurs in the hearts due to omens will not actually cause harm. Rather, Allah would remove it if tawakkul is present.
Naam. So tiyara, having bad omens and seeking, being superstitious, it negates what? Or it harms one's tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It harms one's tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aslan, it negates the completeness of one's tawakkul, meaning he has fallen into shirk al-asghar, by believing that these small things or these petty things are a means for changing the qadr of Allah or for things to happen and occur.
Number nine, and mentioning what should be said by one in such cases.
Naam, the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, we said, obviously the ulama, they say it is da'if, lakin there are other du'as that a person can read.
Number 10, the clarification that tiyarah is shirk.
Naam, the hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet said, atiyaratu shirkun, he said it three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa ahkam wa billahi tawfiq. What is it?
The explanation of the blameworthy tira.
Naam, the blameworthy tira, meaning that which tells you to do something or causes you to do something or causes you to refrain and to stay away from something.